Have you checked in yet, Millie? No, but don't panic, Jen. I told you that I'd make an extra special effort to arrive in plenty of time, didn't I? I'm just grabbing a latte and a copy of Hello before joining the queue, which, I have to tell you, is huge. Nice must be the place to be this month. Millie had no intention of admitting to her super-organized sister that the only reason she had arrived at Gatwick with time to spare was because Poppy had insisted on collecting her from her studio flat above Café Etienne that morning at a ridiculously early hour. Her friend and colleague had then driven them at a stomach-wrenching speed to the airport and had marched her, still stuffing her passport into her hand luggage, to the check-in desk. Poppy had even offered to hang around until she made it through security, just to make absolutely sure she didn't meet with some diversions and miss her flight. Not an unknown or indeed infrequent occurrence. Great, I was hoping that you'd stuck to your usual schedule of taking every deadline down to the wire. Millie detected a note of excitement rather than impatience in Jen's voice. Why? What's happened? Well, before you freak, just hear me out. Jen, what's going on? A coil of panic began to wind its way around her chest, just as it always did whenever arrangements got changed. Millie knew her reaction was something she would have to live with for the foreseeable future. It was just another item on the lengthy list of newly developed fears she had Luke to thank for. I know you're super excited about spending your break from the cafe with Mum in Le Mans, but the most fabulous opportunity has come up. If I wasn't booked to do a presentation at the Cornish Living Show next weekend, I'd grab the chance myself. Jen, please, you're killing me here. Sorry. Okay, do you remember Claudia Croft, the celebrity cookery book writer, who also runs culinary workshops and classes at her country manor in the Cotswolds? I helped her deliver a couple of Christmas tutorials last year. It was the most fabulous fun I've had for years. Millie allowed herself to relax a little. If her sister was talking about cooking, a passion they both shared, there was no cause for anxiety. She scanned the check-in queue and decided it was time to join the line for her flight to the south of France. Of course I remember her. I also remember how envious I was when you got that gig. Well, now I can make up for it. I've just spoken to Claudia. Sadly, she's broken her leg in a horse riding accident. She's in hospital waiting for an operation. She was supposed to fly out to St. Lucia today to supervise the finishing touches to her brand new project, the Paradise Cookery School. She needs someone who knows what they're doing to go in her place. So, after I reluctantly told her I had to turn the offer down, I suggested you. It's perfect, Millie. You're more than qualified, and a trip to St. Lucia is just the opportunity you need to move on and start getting over what happened with Luke. Jen, you know I'm... So, as you can imagine, Claudia leapt at the chance to have a cordon bleu trained chef to oversee the renovations. The school is being run at Claudia's villa in the hills, overlooking the bay at Souffrières, in the south of St. Lucia. Apparently, the builders have almost finished bringing the kitchen up to a professional standard needed to host a luxury cookery school, so there won't be much for you to do except soak up the sunshine and explore the local cuisine. It'll be fantastic. But Jen, it's all organised. There's a ticket waiting for you at the British Airways desk. Business class, no less.